Céline is the daughter of Fernand Fafard, who accepts Charles in his in his household. And Céline, at a very young age, a very early age, falls in love with Charles. She's a child and she loves him like a woman can fall in love with a man. And now the scene takes place when Céline is about 13 years old and Charles is 15, I think so. And she's going, she knocks at the door of Parfait Michaud, the notary, who is a kind of intellectual advisor for Charles, who helped him when Charles was in real trouble during his childhood. Parfait Michaud is a kind of father also for Charles, adoptive father. So Céline comes to the notaire Parfait Michaud for advice. Minutes later, she was sitting in front of his desk, of Parfait Michaud's desk, smiling but evidently nervous. She was a pretty young woman already, with magnificent eyes, cheeks perhaps a little on the bright side, but a fine, graceful, small nose, and an intelligent look about her. She appeared to be a lot more serious than most people of her age. 2 or 3 years from now, when her face filled out a bit and her features became firmer, when the sensual curve of her lips were more accentuated, she was going to make a lot of young men very happy indeed, or perhaps just one man, if that was what she wanted. We're seeing Céline in, it's Parfait Michaud who's looking at her, who's examining her. "I came because I want to talk to you about Charles," she began, coming directly to the point, blushing slightly but with a determined air about her. "Charles," said Michaud, smiling and joining the tips of his fingers together under his chin. The coincidence surprised him, as he had just been thinking about Charles himself. It's about a Christmas present I want to get him." "Aha, I see you like to plan ahead. And you want me to chip in for it? Is that it?"
"No, no, nothing like that," she exclaimed, confused. "I have enough money. I want to give him a book, but I don't know which one. I thought, since you and he know so much about books and you're always lending them to him, you could give me some advice." "It's not easy to choose a book for someone," she said seriously, "when you really want to make them happy."
"Yes, of course," agreed the notary, trying to be friendly and warm. "Often we give presents that would make us happy if we got them and don't really think of what would make the other person happy. In other words, we remain egotist even when we're trying to be altruist."
"Exactly," Céline said, impressed by the elegant way he had put the problem. Michaud was consumed by a solicitous curiosity.
"Do you give him presents like this every Christmas, Céline?" he asked.
"No. In fact, this is the first time. That's why I want to make sure it's the right present." Her cheek flushed pink again, and she looked away.
"Would I be prying," replied the notary in his most mollifying paternal tone, "if I asked you why you want to give him a present this particular year?" He took a swallow of coffee to give her time to think about her answer, but she replied instantly, "Because I love him, and I want to show him that I love him."